Welcome back, everybody, to Card Talk with the Sack Boys. I'm your main Sack Boy. I'm Connor, and joining me is the full crew.
Hey, buddy!
I live in a constant state of existential dread, for I have both passed and failed at the same time.
Schrodinger's grade, Peter.
Schrodinger's grade. But yes, Peter has returned from the depths of the ether.
I hope I don't have to go back to the ether.
It's scary there.
All right, Peter. We're just gonna put you in this box with this jar of poison, and I'm gonna close the box. And
you might see a cat in there. Don't worry about it.
Wait, I like cats though.
It's okay. As long as nothing happens to this vial of poison, you're fine.
There's nothing to worry about.
Also, I'm gonna put this slightly radioactive element in there with you, and it may or may not make the vial's glass shatter and kill you.
Guys, may stop, you're already dead. Not.
It's a social experiment.
Yeah, that's what it is. Not a quantum physics experiment. I'm Lewis.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
What are you other times?
Other times I'm Hajime Hinata.
That's some kinky roleplay you do in the bedroom.
You might even say,
If it's
Izuru.
The bedroom, it's Izuru Kamakura.
So I won't lie, Lewis. I think I was about to get both of my like games mixed up because I was about to call him Izuru Kamoshida, and I'm like that's not real. That's not right.
That's false.
That's wrong. Or like, man, I wish Izuru did that because like, you're stupid.
They live and die by the meme.
That's like instead of like saying you're wrong, it's like that's boring.
You're so dull.
So we have stuff to talk about today, right?
This is a Card Talk Vanguard podcast.
This is a Card Talk Vanguard podcast.
Not a Danganronpa podcast.
It could be a
Didn't that game get canceled?
No, they edited it themselves.
Oh, they did? They chose to end it? I thought Bushiroad canceled it.
No, we're talking about Danganronpa, Peter, not Buddy Fight.
Oh, no, I was talking about Buddy Fight.
Yeah, Rip Buddy Fight.
It pour one out for our brothers in Buddy Fight.
You know what? I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
A moment of silence to honor our fallen. All right.
Yeet.
Start playing Amazing Grace in the silence.
I am truly impressed with you guys. I did not think we would actually be silent for a second.
I was honestly thinking of a one-liner, but then my brain stopped.
Just, like, imagine that scene in Billy and Mandy where they, like, zoom in on the hamster and the wheel. It's like, and he just, like, stops and spins around the wheel.
In hostile God, that's literally me right now.
Oh, my Lord.
My brain's extremely dead.
But, yeah, Buddy Fight got flushed down the toilet. It was the little fish in the glass bowl that Bushiroad kept trying to feed. But then they forgot to feed it one day, and then they didn't want to let Card Fight Vanguard know that the fish died, so they flushed it down. I don't know where I'm going with this. Why did you stop me?
So I heard a rumor, and I don't know how true this is, that the guys who did Buddy Fight, like the artists, and I don't know how exactly it works because I don't know how the card industry designs and does their stuff. I heard that they're actually making another game, but I think they're doing it on their own and not affiliated with Bushiroad.
That's interesting.
But, like, the only thing I don't kind of, like, understand about it is, like, you had this, like, I understand, like, the want to, like, you know, move on and do other projects and stuff like that. But also, like, you know, you already had, like, that dedicated fan base with Buddy Fight. And it's, like, by just flat out canceling it, you know, it's, like, you're kind of, like, just throwing it away, you know?
Are you talking then the Buddy Fight like artists like section or Bushiroad section?
The thing is, I'm not entirely sure. Like, I don't know how the card industry works. I don't know like if they have like specialized like groups each like for card design, for art, you know, for stuff like that. I don't know how it works. But like, I've just been like seeing things posted that said like, "Oh, creators of Buddy Fight making a new game," and I'm like, okay. I've been taking it with a grain of salt though because I don't know. One, if it'll be, like if it's true, first off. Or two, like, how are they going to do it if they do?
I think 9 times out of 10, it's a higher up corporate decision if they want to cancel something.
Yeah.
Because if the artists are still, as he's allegedly, going to be working on stuff, it probably wasn't their decision to stop Bunny Fight.
Yeah. Like, I honestly think, like, Bushiroad just, like, said, you know what, we're done with this.
We're going to cut our losses. Yeah.
I think, like, when talking to Mike, he was saying, like, the sales to portion of it was just, like, it was more detrimental to keep around than beneficial.
Things you hate to see.
Yeah. It really sucks.
Rest in peace, Buddy Fight.
It really sucks.
Alright. Like, human in space.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to see a dead body, kids.
Shoot him to Astro Dragon World.
Shoot him to Star Dragon World. He's too beautiful for this one.
He died as he lived.
We raise our flags in remembrance.
We raise charge and draw.
He's charging and drawing in the great old Buddy Fight Stadium in the sky.
In the name of the drum, the ball, and the Thunder Empire, amen.
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 Remember, kids, it takes real skill to pull a double rare card from a random booster pack.
That's a buddy rare. Idiot.
No, because remember in the first episode we watched at my house, the guy's like, I pulled a double rare! It takes real skill to pull that. And then the guy's like, man, I wish I could pull a rare card.
Pulls a buddy rare.
Pulls a buddy rare. Oh, wait, where's it going? Oh, man.
Man.
At least the buddy police.
I love the buddy police.
They're basically Interpol, but for card games. Anyway.
Oh my God. Once again, sometimes a card playing Vanguard podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes. This is a Bushiroad card game, so it's more related than Danganronpa.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Bushiroad released Danganronpa card accessories, so yeah. Just saying.
But yeah.
They did, yeah.
So, who knows what this means for Vanguard, if anything? Will they cancel
Premium? Doesn't mean anything for Vanguard at all, actually.
Well, you never know. They might maybe transfer resources.
What does this mean for Weiss, if anything?
Yeah. Weiss is completely fine, trust me.
Okay. I'll believe you.
And also, I feel like Weiss doesn't take that much, especially in the printing regard, because it's literally just seen from there.
If anything, the only thing that really takes, like, money for Weiss is the licensing.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, whatever, because people not only here, but also in Japan, pay top dollar for this game, so I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about, like, and I feel like I'm throwing myself off, but, like, I don't know, it's like, Weiss is, like, successful, but it's like, when you go to, like, shops, it's like, where's the Weiss product?
Because there's not enough weebs in America, I guess.
I know. and it still succeeds, and that's what's weird. It's
because the Japanese and the Singapore markets succeed more than us.
But, like, it wasn't that the case with, like... But then, like, why cancel Buddy Fight?
Because it was less successful.
It was less successful in the successful areas.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because, like, I think I heard, like, when they canceled Luck and Logic, they only canceled it for English. I think, isn't it still going on in, like, Japan or something? It isn't?
Nope.
I thought it was.
Nope.
I thought it was going on for, like, a little while.
For a little bit, but not that much longer.
Sounds
like
better.
Like another year?
It was, like, another year. I remember going to, like, the last Luck and Logic thing.
It was.
For Japanese. It was, stuff and things. But we are sometimes a Card Fight Vanguard podcast.
Yes.
Occasionally.
We're
finally done with fucking Silver Dust Blaze Blooster thing.
So let's not start with that and talk about Butterfly D Moonlight for like 2 seconds.
That's also true. I would rather start with that because
we're gonna have some alternation between the two.
Yes.
It's called variety.
Yes.
Variety.
So they finally gave us stuff.
We got 2 Dark Irregular cards.
Amazing.
Tornado Janitor?
Or Jennifer.
I think so.
Tornado Janitor.
We got clear of these tornadoes.
Grade 1 8K common, auto rearguard once per turn, cost, discard a card, and soul charge 2.
This card's bad.
This card's awful.
It's okay.
It's quite bad.
If he discarded himself, I would be all for it.
If he discarded himself, it's literally just being Dimension Creeper, but with less steps.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
But if it's just like, because I want to fill my back rows with yellow bolts and Dimension Creepers and Doreen the Thrusters.
Doreen's coming back, I can feel it.
Yeah. No, I want one Doreen in the front row, actually.
No.
I don't. So I can stand it with Master of the Fifth Element.
Please, no.
I mean, what you could also do is, now this is just a random thought, you could ditch something off a Janitor and then call Emblem Master, because doesn't he search both the drop zone and the deck for those copies?
Yes.
Yes.
So, like, say you have something like
my Killer Tail. Variants Killer Tails.
Yeah, like that. Like, and you can just ditch it from your hand and then get them into the soul.
Possibly, but that's just more steps to do things that you're probably already going to do anyway, because you can salvage.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm just throwing shit out there, you know.
I get just it, but also like the thing that Standard Dark Irregulars wants to do is like selectively soul charge instead of randomly soul charge.
That's also true.
It is incredibly true. Well, actually, it's less true now that Hardleg is gone.
I mean, it's less true, but it's still better to selectively soul charge
than randomly
soul charge. You don't want to soul charge or triggers.
Feels good, man.
Bad about yourself.
Feels good, man. We don't even have Blademaus to put them all back in.
I have to say, Blademaus, that was the best idea for Dark Irregulars that anyone ever had.
Put Terrain Singular into Soul, Terrain Singular back in the deck, Drag Check, Terrain Singular.
It's beautiful. It's just like, because it gives you a way to, like, even if you Soul Charge your triggers, they're just going back, and it also, like, essentially made, what's her name, an Enigmatic Assassin, like, it stopped them from doing any shenanigans with that. And I just appreciate that.
Blademaus was the best design strike Dark Irregulars ever got. Don't at me.
I will always at you, because that's completely true.
But speaking of our boy Deranged Singular, he's not back as the V-Starter.
I'm very upset. It's this ugly bad thing.
What is his fucking name? Werfelder Ortonez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the first starter.
I know, he was the first starter. Man, he sucked, though.
Three.
He like...
I would like to start my segment... It's not a long segment, don't worry. My segment called An Apology of Werflader Ordinaz. in a similar way of Socrates' apology, while he was defending himself in court.
The funniest thing about the apology is it wasn't an apology.
Exactly. Well, the apology, whatever, I'm not going to get into it.
It's literally just him saying, y'all fucking dumb, kill me, whatever, I'm gonna go party with the gods, fuck you, you know what what my punishment should be? Giving me a feast, I'm right, fuck you, Socrates out.
Peace.
Fuck you, you're stupid. But yeah.
Why are you booing me?
I'm right. All I'm gonna say is this card was fire for when he did his thing back in premium in G format. He was the boy until Deranged Singular came out.
God, I love Deranged Singular.
He was the only option we had
because he was a really good option.
Such a good card, Deranged Singular.
And that's my apology. I really like that
so
card.
Fucking funny if they made an Enigmatic Assassin the V starter.
Oh,
I would have accepted it.
In the chat.
No. You know it's gonna be a grade zero with an actual ability other than it being is.
Just the same skill with no GB restriction.
It's gonna be the Hagakure of Dark Irregulars.
Also,
it's gonna be better and work more consistently.
Feels bad. This reminds me that Were-Tiger Jaeger was already used.
that is upsetting.
I don't know why they made Jaeger so bad when he was like literally the best card in existence.
I think that explains why they made him so bad.
Hmm.
I think it explains why they made him so bad is because he was the best card in existence.
It's just like, just come on, man.
Looks at Melum.
His legacy.
Looks at Melum.
Melum deserved it.
Melum deserved it.
Melum deserved it.
Yeah, so Were-Tiger Jaeger. Fuck that card.
Nah, he was fine.
He didn't do nothing aside from draw one card.
Listen, man, you ran like 8 Scry Potters. You ran 8 Stride Fodders, my dude. It's too much power.
I never run 8 Stride Fodders. Well, it was technically everything was Stride Fodder.
Listen, you. You know what time it is?
It's game time.
No, sorry, I was putting on my clown makeup.
Hey, all you crazy kids. Welcome back to Andrew's Kagero Corner.
Yay!
Grunt birthday party sound effect.
Today. Just imagine I'm honking my nose when that happens.
No, just imagine me honking your nose, but you're still this sad.
That's a serious condition. You should probably get that checked out.
On this week's episode of Andrew's Kagero Corner.
The final episode.
For now.
For now.
Thank fucking God. We have two Kagero cards to talk about. First up is Heatshot Dragon. Grade 1, 8K.
Connor, it's a triple R.
Yeah,
the Mal!
Every time.
I just see the extra R up here.
I thought he was going to just delete the R's and put F.
Grade 1, 8K, triple R. Auto Vanguard Circle, when placed, cost, discard a card from your hand and draw a card. Then auto rear guard at the end of the battle that it boosted a grade 3 if the...
That's a lot of damage.
Just see several Fs appear after the triple R.
If at the end of the battle it boosted a grade 3, if the boosted unit is stand this unit.
Fucking waste of a triple R spot. What the fuck?
What are you talking
this
about?
This is literally...
This is dumb.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
This is a trial deck card.
What are you talking
about? This is a trial deck card. What the fuck?
What are you guys talking about?
What?
This card's dumb. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah,
yes.
It's
you put right. it behind the cross.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it does one thing and one thing only.
Yeah. But is that one thing really good?
Okay.
I'm saying.
It doesn't deserve to be a triple rare for it.
It kind of does, though.
It does
no,
not.
No, it does. It does not. If that discard cost on top of that, this should have been a double R at
yeah.
most.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I'm just saying. They literally just gave Overlord the hand job at the last minute.
God damn you, Bushiroad.
And just like drove over right before Overlord's flight, jerked him off and left.
I'm going to say this though. Most likely what's gonna happen with the cross is they're gonna do it. They're gonna do their thing, they're gonna swing for big numbers, and I have a feeling it's most of the time going to be a PG or a no guard. So does the AK really matter that much?
It does on the first swing at least.
On the first swing, but like after that, it's pretty much just he's just jerking himself off as you and your grade 2 Vanguard kind of cries.
The Overlord lifestyle.
He doesn't literally. Like get that big technically because he only gets plus 10 and then he just restands again. Plus trigger effects.
Force markers too.
Yeah, but he's only used force 2.
Because they want to kill your opponent.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
But still.
Just this card.
It just doesn't, I don't know. If, like, if it said, like, you know, restands and it gains 5k, then I'm like, okay,
no.
I could justify this being
no.
a triple rare. But, I don't know, it just seems very underwhelming for a triple rare, just because, like...
If it was, like, auto rear guard, when your Vanguard restands, if your Vanguard is grade 3 or greater, this unit gets plus 5k... And then something, if you kill like a unit or something, stand this unit, something like that. If it got bigger,
be a Blade Master card.
How? Sure, but if it got bigger itself, then it would justify its triple R slot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it even more worthy of being a triple rare if it was universally usable by all decks in the clan?
Yeah.
Looks at Igni Road Dragon.
Yeah.
All right. It just seems.
It seems kind so of, narrow, and that
yeah.
and that it's like just so obvious. I'm like, yep, you're playing this in Overlord. Do it.
It's just... I don't even know.
Narrow card design is some of the most uninteresting card design.
A Nero Dragon.
And that's why we had nothing to say about that card either.
Even though we talked about that card for like 5 minutes.
Not even. It was like 5 seconds.
You're 5 seconds.
Regardless, my friends.
I'll say this, though. It's not Daikaiser. Default dances.
Okay.
With that...
Yeah, Dimension Police just exists in this set.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I do kind of feel bad for them because Gallop just feels very underwhelming to me. And
it's not even just Gallop, just like everything kind of feels kind of underwhelming unless your name is Blad Black.
Pretty much, like
our Blad Lord and Savior,
Savior Blad Black,
and Grand Rope, arguably the greatest stride fodder of all time.
+5 every day. Every day.
+5 until the end of time itself.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Dimension Police.
Even though I kind of wish we were at this point.
Get back to your squeaky shoes.
Alright.
Crash the whip.
Have our final Kyaro card.
This is a problem.
Dragon yep. Dancer Flama? Flama?
Flama.
Flama. Flama.
Dragon Flama. Dancer Llama is a grade 2 10k promo. It's a promo, mind you.
Promo.
Continuous rear guard. If your opponent has one or less rear guards, this unit gets boost. Then auto rear guard when it's placed during your turn. If you have two or more grade 3 or greater units, cost Soul Blast 1. Retire all of your opponent's rear guards in the same column as this unit, and if one or less rear guards were retired, draw a card.
This card's pretty
actually
fire.
Like this card.
This card's pretty fire.
Now that's a triple R if I've ever seen one. Yeah.
I'd say like double R at best.
So it says one or less. So basically, if you just
you soul blast one, pop one, draw a card.
Yeah, pretty much, as long as you have three. So, like, or, you just do Blademaster, call that, like, do that, then be like, I'm calling Flama to the back row, and you can't do anything about it!
Okay.
This card makes me so incredibly happy, because this reminds me of the good old days of, like, having, like, actual rear guards that could, like,
do
just
something.
Wipe out entire columns.
Yeah.
Just do something!
It does fucking Flare Root skill on her rear guard.
Have I mentioned that wiping out like a column of rear guards is like everything I want?
And more.
And it even draws a card sometimes. Oh.
Blazu.
Well, I always draw a card all the time because he just used for no reason. Yeah. Blade Master.
If this was like a you could put this on like a VR and I'd be so happy. Like, holy crap.
It is very good. I do like it a lot.
That's it, kids. Andrew's contract is up this season. Join us next time when he re-ups his Kagero contract.
Yay.
He dresses up as a clown for the Pale Moon Circus segment.
No, it's gonna be Lewis's Pale Moon Corner.
Lewis's Pale Moon Corner.
He's gonna dress up like a clown.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the trapezists.
Get in there. But I'm not a Pale Moon boy yet.
Not yet.
I'm still a Lane Joker boy for about 5 more minutes.
Excited.
This is true.
Let's talk about Lady Battler of the White Dwarf.
Yay! We did it!
She's a grade 1 AK triple rare. Continuous Vanguard Rearguard. During your turn, if a face down card is on any fighter's bind zone or circle, this unit gets +5.
Are you telling me used in both Messiah and Leaders?
Not Brian.
And Cyber Dragons?
Not Brian.
Well, no one cares about Brian. What the hell is
Brian? Literally, it's like, you get a free +5, you get a free +5, you get a free +5, fuck you, you get a free +5.
It wouldn't even work in Brit. I mean, it could work in Brit, but like, you know,
it
Brit,
could,
you're
if you run
three,
cards
like,
that bind things face. Oh, wait. It does work in Brit, sorry, it does, because you bind cards from the top of your opponent's deck face down. Sometimes.
Well, like, the thing is, because it only says you can find a grade 3. You don't find a grade 3 or greater, so if you top deck the grade 4 and not a grade 3, you're just gonna cry.
What?
Because it says you look at the 5 cards on the top of your deck for reveal up to 1 grade 3. Yeah. Not a grade 3 or greater, and you have a grade 4 brand.
Yeah, but you can still ride the grade 3 brand off that.
Imagine wanting to ride the grade 3 brand.
No, what I'm saying, like,
imagine you want to ride grade 3 brand in that deck.
I'm saying you run less grade 3s in that deck because you want to make space for the grade 4.
So, I mean, like, yeah.
You have less of a chance to find it. If it said grade 3 or higher, then we'd be in there.
Oh, if it actually, like, said grade 3 or higher, it would literally just be...
Find Volkogeed and make me cry.
Like,
oh, that'd be so good!
Literally, this would be just the wow from Fairy Tail.
Just do not, no, don't.
Steamrath is like grade 4 or greater. I can find a grade to immediately bind.
No, that'd be awful, because then it's just, you look at the top 5, show Volkogeed, throw it in the drop zone, call it back with Alter Ego, and just make me super cry. Oh,
thanks,
God,
Peter, for describing every single Link Joker's dream ever. It was just like, hey, I found Volkogeed. Dumps.
Stop!
Stop!
Scoop!
Scoop!
You got it! Scoop! Let's go!
No, even better, you still add the Velcro Key to your hand, ride Goostra after riding this, call the Velcro Key. No, ride Goostra, make Goostra call Velcro Key to the rear guard for next turn.
Is Goostra the grade 2?
Yeah, that's the grade 2 that's at the end of the battle. Counter Blast 1 locks him from hand draw 1.
Oh, that guy's so fucking good.
I love this plan. Also, this art is fire. Like.
And it's not Sacrifice Messiah.
Yeah, which makes me sad because he's not anywhere to be found.
He's not in this set.
Next set.
Or Arrestor.
How could they realistically do all this and bring all this goodness for Messiah back and then not bring back Sacrifice?
Literally, there's no other Messiah besides Messiah.
Like.
There's Alter Neo. Come on.
No, Alter Ego and Harmonix are the same thing.
No, I'm saying, like, there's the Neo one.
Yeah, but that's still Alter Ego Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's that one. You can also get your Windows 98 Messiah back.
White Matter jacked.
Is he jacked?
He's kind of jacked. Kind of. Grade 3, 13k, right with the Force Marker. Auto rearguard vanguard, when play as counterblast 1 and soul blast 1, and put a card from your drop zone on rearguard as a locked card.
Okay.
And continuous rearguard, during the battle of attack, your opponent cannot call normal cards other than grade 0. Wait.
You can only guard with grade 0.
You can only call it grade 0.
Yeah, so it's like the Tom effect.
I actually had to think for a second. I was like, wait, other normal units other than grade 0?
I can't read.
No, it says you cannot normal call.
Yeah, I know. I can't read.
It's okay. It's 11:33 in the morning. That's like 6 a.m.
11:33 on today's date of June 18th in the year of our Lord 2020.
The year of our Lord 2024. 11:34 a.m.
Mm-hmm. This card's okay.
This card's okay. It's not going in the deck, but it's okay.
Yeah,
because you're a 4 grade 3 deck.
We are a 4 grade 3 deck, thank you very much.
Do you run 4 Volkogeed as well?
Of course.
Thumbs up. That card. Fucking ridiculous. God, it kills me.
What the fuck is this? Lost Love Doom Kick Melonel.
I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
Lost Love Doom Kick Melonel. Grade 2 10k promo. Auto rearguard when placed from hand. If your opponent has a face down card in his or her Vanguard Circle or Bind Zone, cost counterblast 1. Choose 2 of your opponent's rearguards, bind them face down. If 2 cards could not be bound, counter charge 1, soul charge 1. Oh, I saw this card. It's alright.
It's playable.
It's a pretty good deleter thing that doesn't pretty have deleter promo in its name.
It's pretty good promo. It'd probably find place somewhere, but like, yeah, probably like definitely. Cyber Dragon?
I think Cyber Dragon are deleters, definitely.
Cyber Dragon Infinity?
Because also, deleters don't really care about having rearguards with deleters in their name.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, it also refunds itself if you get, like, 1, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Not as good as Wawa.
You actually go plus on resource if you get 1.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's pretty good. And then, last Link Joker card. Enduring Deleters Zagrau. Grade 1, 7k, common. Auto, when retired from rearguard, cost bind 2 grade 0 from your drop zone face down and call 2 rearguard as rest.
Unplayable.
Just play the rare.
Just play the stride fodder from back in the day.
Why?
Fawn, that's the boy.
Fawn, bring it back.
I mean, it's certainly very common.
Bring this back after you retire it off Given.
So you know, I rate this set 4 buddy rares out of 7.
See,
that's pretty good.
I was even gonna like try to make a case for this card in premium because I was like, oh wait, you could just like when you kill off the Zwidge of the old starters, you could bind this dude and you could bind the Zwidges and call him back, and then I'm like, oh wait, but the Zwidges go into your soul.
Unplayable.
Wait, this card sucks.
Also calls it as rest, also, on top of that.
Oh, God. Okay, alright. Alright, get it out of here. Alright, cards are playable. Moving on.
I have to ask this question. So, who's going to take Murakuba and Butterfly Dew Moonlight?
I'll take it.
Are you sure about that?
Is it for the meme, Peter?
Is it for the memes?
You guys are going to say it anyway, so why?
We weren't going to say anything.
I mean, you don't have to take it.
I don't want to take it, because there's really nothing else I have to talk about.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, so we have Stealth Rogue of Intangibility, Kuninaga. Grade 2, 9k rare, continuous rearguard. If you have another unit with the same card name as this unit cannot be chosen by your opponent's card effects, and gets power plus 5,000.
That's pretty good rare, actually.
I like this card a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's, what's it called, support?
Yuga.
Everything's good Yuga support.
Everything's Yuga support when Yuga makes everything Yuga.
Cries in not mandala support.
Smiles and not sure Yuki support.
That thing ain't never getting supported.
Get that thing out of here.
That thing ain't never getting supported. The only way they will say they will unlift Shira Yuki is if she says she can be the only grade 4 in the deck.
The only grade 4, you say?
I'm sorry, the only grade 3.
The only grade 4, you say?
I was thinking 4 of, and then my brain, which is still
if she's the only 4 of in your deck, you may use Shira Yuki. Make everything else 3 ofs.
Or they could also make the other grade 3 Shiryuki like they did in G, and they could unrestrict her to 4, but like do like the Jewel Knight thing, like you can only run her if all your grade 3s are Shiryuki.
Man, just let Sword Me go, man. It was a long time ago.
No, I will never let go. I will never let go that they banned Sword Me from Sanctuary Guard, but let Blasters run around for as long as they did.
What did Sword Me even pull out of the deck?
A grade 1 Jewel Knight, and that's it. That's it. That was the most broken thing because she said on plays counterblast one. I think you had to even counterblast a Jewel Knight.
It is counterblast a Jewel Knight.
And you look for a Jewel Knight.
Big grade one Jewel Knight.
Do. Oh no, but then you got Blaster Blade with the fucking Flogel being like, I'm making mac and cheese and nobody can stop me as I resand.
Yeah, mac and cheese sounds pretty good right now.
Fucking, yeah. I want mac and cheese so bad.
Anyway, and then we got a starter.
We got a starter, Stealth Dragon, Adoba Spike.
I don't even remember this card being a thing.
He's new.
He's new? He's new. We could have had Fugin, and we got a new card?
Yes, precisely. But I will give it this. It is adorable, and I do kind of wish it was in Nubatama.
I wish it was Fugin.
You wish everything was Fugin.
Yeah.
Because Fugin was the boy.
Fugin was so
he
good.
Lewis.
Yeah.
I would agree with you that Fugin is the boy.
Yeah.
However,
uh-huh.
I have one other option for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to say what
Hear
I think
me
you're
out.
Say?
Okay.
Hear me out.
Yeah, Minosuke was better, but come on, Fugin.
Hear me out. Minosuke was one of the best starters ever.
Hold on. I gotta show you guys the starter. Hold on. Let me find it.
Oh, boy.
Wait. That's not it. That's it. Hold on. Wait, was it in this set? It was. Hold on.
Listen, I understand that Minosuke was fundamentally the better starter, but...
What?
No. This was it. Yeah, buddy. Okay, hold on. I got one for you.
Nope, get out of here.
My boy! Onifundo!
Get Onifundo out of here. Nobody cares.
I loved this card. This card was amazing in Shiryuki.
To be fair, Onifundo is kind of fantastic.
He is also pretty fantastic, but give me what I want.
Yeah. Give me what I want!
Give me what I want. My needs matter.
My needs matter. God. This can't be a one-sided relationship, Bushiroad.
I would also take this, but this would never happen. Like, literally never. I would also take this one very this? Much. Hidodama Handler? That's my boy! For Kiyaki!
Dude, get out of here.
He's a dragon in like, a freaking, like, robe. He looks so cool.
Give me a hand sign.
Like, fucking space or something, Jesus. Like, mid-Power Rangers transformation sequence.
But yeah, Murakun was off to a pretty good start this set.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, who'd guess that Murakun was off to a good start?
Not Dark Regulars.
Oof. You got a common. They got a rare.
Yeah, and that rare is good enough to be a double R.
I wouldn't say that.
He's on the cusp of double. He's on the cusp of foil.
He's on the cusp of foil.
He's on the cusp of greatness.
Just like half of his card is actually foiled.
We're on the verge of greatness.
No, just the text is foiled. He's a rare from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Ew. Let's talk about Pale Moon. We got our first Pale Moon card, guys.
Did we get any Nightmare Dolls?
No.
In immediate disinterest.
Wonder Hanger. Grade 1, 8k common. Act rear guard. Cost, put this unit into your soul, and one of your rear guards gets power plus 5 until end of turn.
This would be really good in the first wave of Pale Moon support.
This would be really good in the first wave of Pale Moon support, but
And then they have everything else now, so there's no point to running this.
Yes. Yeah. And Connor's a dingo and forgot to put the starter on the sheet.
It's Pale Moon, he doesn't care.
No, I did want to include Happiness Collector because that was the only starter I was happy with that we saw.
She was cool. Now just
so yeah, the V starter is Happiness Collector.
Just give me Boot Knight Cats.
Cat Knight and High Boots, yeah.
She's part of a technically degenerate combo, but she's the girl.
Happiness Collector is the girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually very happy that it was that, not Cat Knight and High Boots.
Cat Knight and High Bill is going to be a grade 0 with an effect.
I do like Cat Knight and High Boots
because I use that starter forever. But I did want to use Happiness Collector more because she was cooler.
I just wanted my Shrek reference, okay?
Boot Knight Cats.
Also, Happiness Collector's new art is really good.
It is. I do like it.
Can't wait to see Grenache's new art.
Oh, it's totally gonna be Grenache. You're so right.
Like, who else is it gonna be?
I don't know.
Did they even make Peter a second ghostie. Starter for Grand Blue after that one?
Peter the Ghostie. Can confirm 10 out of 10 amazing card.
Sure.
How dare you?
They could make the vampire girl who's like a 4K.
Oh, the one with the errata? God. That they had to make the errata for because it was part of an infinite loop if they didn't?
Oh, that shit.
No, that was... was that? That was some shade.
Oh, yeah, right. It was a shade.
It was in Rummy Labyrinth of the
Moon. Not gonna lie, I would take a Shade Starter, though.
You're getting Grenache, and you're gonna like it.
Like, it's a tough competition between Captain Kidd and Grenache.
You're using Grenache, and you're gonna like it.
I know.
You can't make me do anything.
I know.
Wasn't that...
Hey, Connor, talk about the last two cards from Silver Dust Blaze.
It was Guile Shade, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Guile Shade.
I literally said it like 3 times.
Lamau.
I hate my life.
All right, guys, you ready for some premium memories?
Absolutely not.
God, stream waters. Ikshikishima.
What the? What are you doing here?
Grade 2, 9k triple rare.
Grade 2?
Grade 2.
Grade 2.
Yeah.
Auto deck when revealed by a card effect. Find the top card of your deck, and one of your vanguards gets power plus 10 until end of turn.
I'm in the strangest feel of Deja Mustard right now.
Auto rearguard. When placed, look at the top card of your deck, put it on top or bottom of your deck, and reveal the top card of your deck. If the revealed card is a normal unit, this unit gets power plus 10.
This card's too fucking good.
Look for Ami!
I like that it gives another... like, another thing to reveal besides just Ami.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I don't know if this is just me, but just all the revealing stuff just feels kind of like, I don't know, just, like, lackluster to me.
It's really good.
this lackluster.
I know it's good, but, like, it just feels lackluster, you know?
No, man. This card's pretty bonobo bonkers.
It's good. I'm saying it's good. But, like, it
I
just
can have
doesn't...
a grade 2 game at last.
Oh, no, they gave Oracle Think Tank a grade 2 game.
It's true, they did. But, I don't know. Like, at least, like, with Magus, when you had to reveal the top card, you had to, like, guess what it was. So it's, like, there was always that, like, you know.
I mean, like, unless you're playing the deck wrong, I don't think you were guessing the top card of your deck.
Sometimes you had to guess. Like, back in Limit Break, because, like, if you didn't have any of your
Limit
cards,
Break,
like,
get out of here, granddad.
How dare
get out of here, granddad. Your stories are on, granddad. Go watch Days of Our Lives.
You kids don't understand.
Go watch Grey's Anatomy, Grandpa.
Go watch Golden Girls.
Go watch Golden Girls.
To block your stuff. It was terrible, and everyone hated it.
But yeah, run 4 of this.
Run 4 of it. At all times. At every deck.
She looks really good, too.
She does look really good. She's gonna be expensive.
I don't think Shima's had a bad art so far.
Nope.
Just saying this, I think the OTT pack, along with, like, the Overlord pack, are going to be the most expensive packs.
Oh, absolutely.
OTT definitely, yeah, it has the waifu tax with fucking
Susie and Amy.
And Ami.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Miss Mist. Don't forget Miss Mist.
And Miss
Mist.
Miss
Mist.
Well, Lewis, no one plays her, but she's still a waifu.
I guess. You know who else is a waifu? Abe no Murakumo.
That's my waifu.
He's my waifu.
Also, arguably the best dry fodder in the.
Looks like Grand Rope.
Well, Grand Rope, yes, because he's the easiest to get the power boost off. But the reveal and, like, discard actually benefits the clan on top
right.
of finding grade 3, so it synergizes with it. That's why I give him the cred.
Yes. Also, he legions with Susan.
Does?
Yeah, the artwork of Kusanagi, Susano, and Ame no Murakumo link up.
Wait, that's actually fire.
Yeah. Like, you line them up, you actually see, like, they're, like, one big panorama. It's pretty good.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's so cool.
I need to see this.
You can see this after you read this last card.
On such.
Two more cards, actually.
What are you talking about? Two more cards.
I realized I forgot a column they revealed, like, yeah, last night.
Connor.
Diviner. Koryo Kazuchi?
Wasn't he the Amber Clone?
He was the Glimmer...
he was the Glimmer Breath Clone.
No, because the Glimmer Breath was Akari.
No, he was the Amber Clone.
Oh, he was the Amber Clone?
Yes.
Nice. Grade 2. 9k. Double rare. Act Vanguard Rearguard once per turn. Soul Blast 1 and discard a card. Reveal the top card of your deck and put it into your hand. Then activate all trigger effects of the revealed card. Or if it was a normal unit, this unit gets +6 until the end of turn.
So if you reveal Ichikishima or Amaterasu, you just get a free trigger unit and +6.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good. <That's>
pretty I didn't fucking think about good. That one for a second.
Literally, reveal Amaterasu. Oh, hey, I add Amaterasu to hand. Bind top card, +10k and a crit to my Vanguard, +6 to crit to Kuro.
No, you reveal Shima. Add Shima to your hand, give your Vanguard 10k, call Shima, reveal your top card again.
Oh,
it's getting worse.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, no. Or it's Oracle Think Tank Meta Boy. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's a really good protect deck that we're going to need because it's a force meta.
Mm-hmm. But I really like this card.
This
I like him. And I'm glad
this
to see
card's
him back.
Fucking bonkers.
It's really good because no matter what you reveal, you're going to go plus from it.
Like, this and Shima were the last two pieces that were really making me doubt OTT in this sense.
And now you're like, oh yeah. It's
now
all
I like
together.
It a lot. I was like, oh, I guess I'm still playing Tsukuyomi.
I mean, yeah, it's a good life, my dude.
Honestly. I just kind of want to sit on Susan.
I mean, you could literally just ride up using the ride chain, get some whatever pieces you want, and then don't even run the grade 3 Tsukuyomi. Just use, like, grade 2's ability, get something to your hand, discard a card, and then ride Susan.
This is true.
Yeah. That's what they did in the old days with Amaterasu, anyway.
True.
No, grade one's basically going to be tight as hell.
Tight.
Tight.
What's this last common?
Offset Angel, grade one.
7K.
7K rare. Auto rearguard cost, rest this unit, look at the top card of your deck, put it on top or bottom, and then reveal the top card of your deck. If the revealed card is a normal unit, one of your units in the same column as this unit gets power plus 10 until the end of turn.
Pretty good.
It's not that bad.
It's actually pretty good.
Also, I looked up the commons that were revealed last night. It wasn't anything too special.
They're like vanillas. I think DP got a 3K with 2 crit.
Yeah.
Yes.
DP got a 3K with 2 crit. OTT got a grade 1 9K. And Kagero got a 12K vanilla.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay.
And that was it.
It's a Zahn support.
Oh, goody.
God help us. Overlord Sazan.
Yeah. Overlord Sazan.
But, more ways than one.
That was
I do like Offset. I will try and play like two of her.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah. Man, Silver Fist Blaze is actually a pretty bonkers set. It's kind of boring, but it's a bonkers set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a bonkers set for three of them.
It's like you're cool, points at actual pile of dust.
Lamel.
With Gallop's sword.
Overall, I rate this a 3.5 out of 5 in terms of set.
No, in terms of set power, I'd say this is probably like a 4. Because like one clan spot is literally just dead.
I was calculating interestingness, too.
I mean, Messiah got some really interesting stuff, so did Susan.
Messiah is like the only thing that's interesting to me. Susanoo is cool. Close second.
I do think we'll still have some carryover from next stage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Looks, like at Altma.
Looks at Altmile, looks at Chronojet. They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's true.
Looks at Asha.
So sad.
Looks at cardboard cutout of Asha.
Asha doesn't do much.
But that's it for Reveals this week, but we got some news to cover.
We have some news.
Bushiroad Fall Fest has been cancelled.
Oh yeah, no regionals this year.
Yeah, there's no WGP this year.
2020 is cancelled.
Yes. But instead of that, we're gonna do something possibly more interesting than that. Possibly.
Possibly.
What could be more interesting than going to the wilds of New Jersey?
That place is awful.
I'm well aware. That's why I said the wilds of New Jersey.
Instead, we're going to civilized
range.
Instead, they're going to do this shop league instead.
What the hell is the shop league?
All right, so Connor, I assume you have the official things up.
I'm going to go grab it and post it here.
All right, cool. So basically, like the shop league is their alternative to the WGP because you know Corona's probably going to be wave two and back in here and being like, oh lord, she's coming.
Oh lord.
So, basically, as an alternative to people going to a massive gathering and possibly spreading corona like a fucking wildfire.
Don't like, do it.
Don't do it. Instead, go to your local game store. It's supported by Bushiroad LLC for the Bushiroad Shop League 2020. Also, what the fuck ever crushing the meta is, I don't know. So, basically, starting from September through December, official Bushiroad shops will be supporting a kind of like shop circuit. So, when you go to the shop tournament, you'll be registered with, your player name for whatever game you want to play, like Premium Standard, Y Schwartz, or Buddy Fight Rip.
Rest in peace.
And when you participate, okay, so it also goes a point system. So when you participate in an event, you can only do one event of these per week, by the way. So you can't just like have like 5 events a week and be like, hey, I got so many points, it could be go. So starting from season one is going to run, it's going to be 2 seasons. So season one is going to be September to October, and then season two is going to be November to December. So the way you get points is, you get 1 point for participation. If you get 3rd place in your tournament, it's 2 points. If you get 2nd place, you get 3 points. And if you get 1st place, you get 5 points. So, points are also shop locked, which means you can't just go to a different store with your accumulated points and be like, sup dog, look at my big point penis energy.
Yikes.
You have to use those points at the shop you earn them at.
Yes. And then at the end of the season, you'll get a prize depending on what your point total was. So, all players with 5 points and above get one participation promo. Third place gets one copy of a special foil promo and a certificate, including the in addition to the participation promo. Second place, you get two copies of the special foil PR with a certificate and your promo, obviously. And first place gets three copies of a special foil promo card and the certificate and the promo card.
Interesting.
Good yeah. stuff.
I like it. I think it's a good idea, a good alternative to Bushiro's Shop League.
They don't give you an actual playset of cards.
It might. It's not. It's definitely not going to be a playset of the foil, which is annoying. But whatever.
It better not be Nubatama.
We don't even know what the promo cards are or the special promo cards are going to be. But
no, I'm saying Nubatama. Then I'm going to have to play.
You're playing. Anyway. You're playing anyway, bitch boy.
Bitch, I don't want to get the Rona.
Where they make a special promo version of Shiranui.
Fuck, now I need it.
with the R from that one ARG met.
Oof. I like it.
It's a good idea.
It's a good system to keep the game alive while actually helping curve.
I wish they would do stuff like this more often.
Yeah.
Like mini events, you know, like in between the regional seasons.
I hope this succeeds so it sticks.
Yeah,
me too. Me too.
Because I would like this to be just like, hey guys, we know like everybody can't go to regionals and travel the circuit, so be like, hey, you could also just participate at your local shop league and be a cool guy. You won't get like as many prizes, but you'll still get some cool shit.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it's a nice alternative to regionals.
Yeah. Reaganomics.
That's the power of math.
Math. Fuck yeah.
Also, we saw the ASRs for Bort.
Okay, so apparently ASR is not only just a souped up origin rare. It is also
only for Phantom Blaster.
Only for Phantom Blaster Overlord. It is also alternative art Dragheart Luard and Drag Wizard Morpheza.
Apparently Dragheart will turn into Drag Driver or something like that.
We talked about this already.
Oh, we
but
did.
He wasn't there for that.
I was not there for that.
And he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I'm studying all week, you mook.
Yeah, well, listening to Ninja Sex Party on full blast, I get.
No, I was actually not. I was seriously dying and fully stressed. It was not a fun time for anyone involved.
You don't listen to this podcast when you're not stressed out.
It was a bad time for everyone.
I've come to make an announcement.
I also don't know if you guys saw, but it said that on the wiki page for the Luard set, it says it's introducing the cradle marker for a Mega Colony deck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. When
we're gonna make perfectly ultimate gray buff.
It's gonna be amazing.
Set this behind your Vanguard turn one.
Put a timer counter on it when the timer hits 5.
Out a baby,
you summon Darkface.
You summon Darkface LSCDs.
It's a baby Darkface.
Gross. Baby Darkface. He's a tiny little scarab.
He's a tiny scarab boy with a scarf.
Yay!
Yay! Anyway, I'm not gonna lie. The ASRs for Luard and Morpheza look really good.
They do.
Connor has brought this up, and I was like, I can live with it. It's like, they don't show Luard's dragon arm, which is objectively the coolest part of his design.
Why didn't they do it, though? It's so just, like,
I don't know. I mean, it looks better than his VR art. With his oddly too realistic face.
It's because they obscure an eye.
It's like, hey man, you're this edge? I'm like, yeah, Luard. It's like, you want to achieve ritual? Yeah, I do, Luard. And then Morpheza's like, you want to get crushed by these thighs? I'm like, yeah, I do. And then they just take my wallet and kick me in the kidney.
Jesus.
And then we get Luard's draw trigger come over and take your wallet again.
Yo, Luard's draw trigger is actually not fair. That's actually not fair card art.
Our boy Lack over here.
Our boy Lack just knows how to draw the female form and the male form, because he also drew Stargate's ass also, I believe.
Yeah,
I believe he knows
how to draw form.
He knows how to draw ass.
And TD.
Arguably the most beautiful parts of the human anatomy.
The buttocks.
God bless.
God bless.
And the memories.
Is that it for news this week?
I think
pretty much, yeah.
Cool. Man. I just want to say, like, one quick aside. So, what have you guys been watching lately? Since we're still stuck in quarantine.
We're coming to the end.
We're coming to the end?
I rewatched all of Star Wars Rebels, and it was okay.
Of course, Peter.
Of course.
I'm also rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine because that show gives me life.
Alright.
I went on Netflix, and they pretty much dumped all of Studio Ghibli on there.
And Connor's like,
I heard about that.
Wonderment, unlike my eyes have never seen.
So for the last couple days, I've been watching like a Ghibli movie a day.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
I watched The Wind Rises like 2 days ago, and I'm like, this is so... Yeah.
It makes me feel things in my eye.
This
hole.
Is so, yeah.
It didn't actually make me feel things.
Did it make you feel... Did it at least look nice? While it didn't make you feel things?
Well, Lewis, I gotta disregard that, because all Ghibli movies...
Like, literally every Ghibli movie just makes me feel things in my eyes.
Yeah. And then yesterday I watched On Top of Poppy Hill.
What the fuck is that?
It was a movie...
About being on top of a poppy hill.
About saving this clubhouse from being demolished.
Yeah.
It was pretty okay.
Cool.
Alright. Fair enough.
What about the cat boy?
The Return of the Cat?
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna watch that one tonight.
I also meant like My Neighbor Totoro, but whatever.
After I watch season 2 of Kipo.
Cool. Andrew?
I literally not watched anything, to be very honest with you. However, I can tell you what I have been doing.
Have you been playing Legends of Runeterra?
No, I've been losing my soul and my life to World of Warcraft again.
Why are you like this?
Regular World of Warcraft or Classic?
Regular World of Warcraft.
Regular okay. World of Warcraft.
Because, look, I played Classic, and then I realized why, like, I took a lot of things in regular WoW for granted. In the sense that, like, not having a group finder is kind of ass.
I have to actually make friends with these people?
Yeah. Look, man. There are just some things you can't give up, and that's one of them.
Never again.
But yeah, I actually had a good friend of mine helping me to gear up one of my characters that I've been trying to gear up for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty nice of him. Yeah, that's
Andrew, why is it like every 3 weeks with you is like I have lost myself in World of Warcraft again?
Well, I mean it's over a long process, Lewis. Okay, like
I know, and then like next week you're like, nah, I hate that game again.
Oh, trust me. Like, while I'm playing the game, I think to myself, God, this game sucks. Yet here I am, still playing it.
Man, you want to play a game that's good? Play Zero Escape. That shit's good.
I probably should play Zero Escape at some point.
It's a good time. If you like the visual novel styles of one Spike Chunsoft.
Known for their hit video game series, Dank Memes, Romba.
Yes.
Dang old grandpa of the series.
Look at despair.
Mind you, there as far as I'm aware, there's only one dang old grandpa in the entire series.
There is, yes.
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 And then he wasn't a character.
Yes, Hiro Hagakure.
No, I was thinking of Kazuo.
I had to think for a second who Kazuo was.
From the anime? From Danganronpa 3?
Oh,
fuck that guy.
That guy's an idiot.
He's a grandpa, technically speaking.
Yeah, but he's an idiot.
Yeah, he also doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. He's not a cool grandpa.
You know who's the best character from Danganronpa 3, the anime? Yu Narukami.
Oh my god, Yu Narukami is actually in that one, isn't he? Munetaka. He was
so unapologetically Yu Narukami.
And his boyfriend.
So I won't lie, I always forgot what his name was, so I made it a thing to, like, actually remember that his name was Munetaka. Mm-hmm. I always just called him Guy with the Lava Sword, because that's basically what he was.
You know, I'd like that as my title.
He was just Yu Narukami, my guy. He had the same haircut, the same hair color, he used a sword.
A katana, no less.
A katana, no less.
However, the personalities are completely different.
Whereas
one is portrayed in his medium as a somewhat perverted, what's the word? Chad, I guess would be the right
word.
You
know, Narukami is a Chad. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Munetaka is more of a crazy person than he is anything else.
Yeah. All right.
So, Lewis, Andrew, question. Before we end this off.
Yeah.
Who is the most Chad persona protest?
Yu Narukami.
Yu Narukami. I'm glad we're in agreement.
I was about to say, look,
Joker's good, but he's not a Chad.
I think Joker has to try harder to be a Chad.
Yeah. Also, I just want to give a hug to Minato.
To Dorkun? Like,
I do just want to hug Dorkun and tell him. then he probably fall asleep. Look, he's really tired, okay? He's tired all the time.
He's just napping, right? Oh, man. Oh, I've been playing Zero Escape. Like, Hope's literally chain beats my PS4 to play Zero Escape.
Good.
Oh, I've also been playing P4 Golden again.
Same
Yo,
here.
I gotta get
High
it on
five,
Steam.
Connor.
How is the port? Is the port good?
So far, it's been phenomenal. I've heard that some people have had some glitches and some issues. However, with everything that I've been doing so far, it's felt really, really good.
Oh, I gotta get it. I try to make it a point that I pay.
It on the Vita.
I try to make it a point that I either like play P4 or watch the P4 anime at least once a year. So
I'm gonna be very honest. Like when I saw that P4 Golden first came out, I legit thought that it coming in for $20 was a mistake, and I thought, like, oh god, are they going to update this and it's going to be, like, $40, actually? So like, I just immediately bought it for $20, just in case that was an error on their part. And then turns out, they actually were just straight up selling, like, a full-price game for
$20. That's awesome. Pretty good.
Now that it's on Steam, Peter has no excuse not to play.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Play Persona, Peter.
I don't have money.
Play
Peter,
Persona.
I will
it.
PayPal you the $20.
All right.
I will literally give you $20 to play Persona.
You have no excuse now. School has released you, my son.
Actually, we still
be free
in...
now.
Be free in this high school simulator.
You mean college?
No, I mean Persona 4.
Otherwise known as high school simulator.
High school to college, back to high school. Oh, goody.
Be free, my gay son.